Hi, sluts. It's BA here with a new instructional guide for all my slutty submissives. Male or female, if you have an ass, you can train it. If you dream about being my whore, you already know what I demand from all my sluts. I like your mouth to be well-trained and ready to deep-throat a cock anytime, and your back door to be clean, smooth, conditioned, strong, and loose. If you didn't already know, I like to turn boys into girls. And I like to turn girls into sluts. That means hungry for cocks in their asses. I like to watch holes get fucked. I like to fuck asses with big hard strap-on dildos. And I like to make my sluts work extra hard when they fuck themselves. That's all that I ask. If you want me to train you, you have to be ready. Surrender your whole completely. Today's lesson is all about training on your own to prepare for all sorts of anal activities. The best method of anal training is to have a dominant take control and do it for you. But sometimes you may not have access to that service. Even if you have a mistress taking charge of your ass, you will want to do your own stretching on your own time as well. You may want to do this for pleasure or as preparation for your hole to be used by others. Either way, once you start anal training regularly, you will find it very addictive. I've talked about the reasons for anal training in other recordings, and there are a lot of great reasons to accept this training and profound psychological changes that occur when you accept your ass as your primary sex organ. All that is your homework, princess. Today's class is for sluts who want to supersize their hole. We're just going to get right down to the nitty-gritty of how to stretch that hole a little wider today. Stretching your anus is always a great idea. You should be stretching in the shower, after cleaning, before using dildos or getting fucked, and any other chance you get. You might be asking yourself how to do this correctly. Let's start from the beginning. The first step of stretching is cleaning. You need to be totally clean before stretching. And typically the best way to do this is a douche or shower hose a few hours before stretch time. You can also clean out immediately before stretch time, but allowing for your mucous membrane to rebuild itself can help avoid irritation. Wash out that pussy until it's clean enough to eat out of. You should be confident going ass to mouth anytime. When you're ready to start stretching, gloves are a great idea, or just one glove on the hand you intend to use. You can try any position you think that will help you relax your hole. I like to encourage my sluts to lay on their left side, leaning on pillows or on their left arm, with their right hand reaching back to do the dirty work. This opens up the colon along the natural direction. It bends to the left inside the abdomen, making it easier to get toys deep inside. So I'd suggest putting the glove on your right hand. The reason for gloves is to reduce friction, but it also makes cleanup easier. Lube is a personal choice. So I'd have to say you should try silicone-based lubes, powered lubes like X-Lube, and heavier grease types like Shea Butter and Boy Butter. The heavier lubes are great for heavy-duty stretching, while liquid lube are great for shooting deep inside with lube shooters. Try different lubes for different types of anal experiences until you find what works best for you. Avoid anything with flavors, scents, numbing agents, or hydrocarbons like Vaseline. Don't use random household products. Avoid excessive drugs and alcohol. You don't want to numb yourself in any way or depend on anything unhealthy. Using plugs can be a great warm-up, but only if they are large relative to what you're comfortable with. I would suggest preparing a large plug with a flared base and thick neck, and insert it when you need to take a break in your stretching session. So now you've got your toys handy and you have permission to stretch your hole. The next step is my favorite, just relax. Settle into a position that allows you to totally relax your hole. Start playing with the outside and just get it warmed up for a minute. Lube it up with gentle pressure. When you feel it start to open, slip one finger in. Practice getting that one finger in and out without clenching. Don't wink, don't clench, just relax. Stretching requires only relaxing. A journey of 1,000 fists starts with one finger. Now you're finally ready to get started. Visualize that you are fingering a pretty wet pink pussy. Take your time and explore your hole. Wiggle that finger to the front and back. Wiggle it around in circles. Wiggle it side to side until you stretch enough to get a second finger in. Don't rush. Take deep breaths, relax, and practice working the two fingers in and out while totally relaxing your hole. Eventually, you will be able to work them around until you're ready for finger three. And finally, finger four. If you encounter resistance, take a deep breath and push on the exhale. At the point that you're getting four fingers inside, it can help to roll onto your hand so that you can put your weight on your hand to get your four fingers deeper. Eventually, you can do the same with your thumb as well. Fisting yourself up to the wrist can be achieved this way, but large toys are more often needed to help get you loose enough, or a helping hand from a friend. Use lots of lube and aim for slow and steady stretching. I would recommend aiming for no more than 1/4 inch of circumference increase for any given session. The way to figure this out is to get your fingers or hand as deep as they'll go in about 15 minutes of slow stretching and find your limit. Then push past your limit. But no more than 1/4 inch at the very most. This might feel very conservative, but if you tear something, you'll need to take a break and you will lose all your progress. If you slowly stretch a little more each session, you will ultimately get much looser in the long run. The anus is a muscle and it will stretch, and stretching will make it stronger as long as you don't injure yourself. Like any muscle, you must stretch it, but also allow it time between workouts to recover and grow stronger. After you've reached your limit and pushed your limit, the last step I suggest is a firm session with the largest dildo you can take, at least 7 inches deep. Once you've added more lube and slowly worked it in and out for a few minutes, work up to a faster pace. Use as much lube as you need and steadily increase the pace and depth of your thrusts. The goal is to get used to a lot of traffic back there. Have fun with your new stretched out pussy. Notice how the dildo slides in so easily. Imagine it's a real hard cock attached to a horny guy, and your hole feels just like the perfect pussy for him. Pretend that he loves to see the look on your face when he pounds you deeply. I recommend that you do not play with your front side at all on days that you're training. Better yet, give up masturbation altogether. However, you may pleasure yourself by fucking yourself with the dildo. I don't mind if you enjoy it when you're training. Pleasure can be a great way to motivate you. Just be sure it's the right kind of pleasure. When you are done, sometimes a final douche can feel very refreshing and help remove excess lube, but more often it's fine to just let it be. I like to use a final aftercare conditioner to help the anus recover after a strong fisting session. I will sometimes have my submissive sleep with a medium-sized butt plug. You should give this a try, but don't worry if you have to take it out at some point during the night. I like my buttholes tight, so that opening up each session is a conscious act of submission to me. But your dominant may wish to have you plugged 24/7. A good schedule for stretching is alternating training days with rest days. If you haven't given up masturbation yet, remember to at least avoid doing it on training days. Focus on daily training rather than trying to achieve fisting right away. It can be done in about 100 days if someone is dedicated. Eventually, you will develop a larger, more muscular hole that stretches very easily into a loose pussy with very little warm-up. with regular and dedicated training. You will develop good instincts that allow you to automatically relax and surrender your whole whenever someone wants to use it, and you will develop the muscular capacity to take a hard pounding without any negative side effects. Think of me when you're stretching that hole. And let me know how your progress is going. My favorite thing in the world is hearing your stories of success. And by that, I mean getting a hand in there for the first time. You can do it.